Welcome to Style Scoops, where we dive into the stories behind inspiring journeys and standout success. Today, we have the privilege of chatting with Kyle Meadows, a remarkable individual whose path from professional rugby player to multi-award-winning entrepreneur is nothing short of extraordinary. We'll explore how his sporting experience shaped his approach to business and leadership, and cover the mindset and habits that fueled his rise across diverse industries, and hear about the values at the core of his work, including faith, stewardship, and empowering others. Stay tuned for insights and powerful stories that speak to resilience, purpose, and leadership that gives back. Your journey from professional rugby to becoming a multi-award-winning entrepreneur is remarkable. How did your experience in sport shape your approach to business and leadership?
It's a great question, and I think it is one that, if I look at my personal life, how rugby has shaped and defined so many moments in business. I think a great example would be, you know, when you go watch a rugby game, there's a massive crowd, and this crowd essentially controls your emotions. And I think that's a lot of times where business people get caught up in this, is they want to do everything so that everyone will see, man, I'm such a good business person, I'm such a good business woman. And when you look at that, I think you get often moved by these things. But for me, it's always been a big thing, is by doing things behind the closed doors. A great example would be, you only watch a sports team, a rugby team, whatever it is, on a Saturday. But before that, there's so many days of training, of hard work that no one is seeing, that no one is witnessing. And, you know, you push through tough days, tough moments. And I think that for me has really highlighted one of the greatest things for me in business.
You've built and scaled several businesses at a young age and worked with a diverse range of industries. What mindset or habits do you believe have been fundamental to your success?
I think for me, I've always had one principle, and the principle of multiplication. So I always believed in the Bible, in Luke chapter 5, 1 to 11, it speaks about Jesus being on your boat. But because that makes so much sense to me, it wasn't because when Jesus was on my boat, it made a difference to me personally. But more than me, it makes an impact around the people around me. And that's always been the biggest principle behind business for me, behind tough days, tough moments where no one was a part to see it. It is to understand that, what is the purpose behind my business? If for me, if it was making just money, then, you know, where do you get enough? What is the number that you say is enough?
Your work emphasizes values-based leadership and integrating faith and stewardship into business. How do these principles influence your decision-making and company culture?
Company culture is one that you could speak for hours on. I think company culture is how you drive. And there's a concept called visionary leadership. And that's what I've been focusing on the whole time, is especially for a lot of your more bigger companies. Visionary leadership always sits at a C-suite level almost, where if you ask your CEO and your top people in the companies, what does the company see themselves in 5 to 10 years? They know it, but most almost lower status employees, so your managers or your lower on the rank type of employees, they don't necessarily know and understand what the leadership or the vision is for the next couple of years. Where is the company going in the next couple of years? And a lot of the time when I get involved with companies, is asking that question, is everyone involved in visionary leadership? So that creates a good culture. And why it does that is because whether you're a cleaner and you clean toilets and you fix things, or you make coffee, or you are the CEO driving the company, everyone is aligned for a purpose greater than themselves.
Mentoring and giving back to the community are important parts of your story. Can you share a memorable moment where you saw the impact of empowering others through your initiatives?
So I was never Kyle Meadows. I was Kyle Meadows, the rugby player. So now when you're not playing, or you're playing really bad, that destroys your confidence. It destroys who you are, because you've attached so much of your worth in that. And this individual came to me and said, this is what they're going through. Their career's on the line. They don't know. They need a miracle. They don't know what to do, because this was all they've ever known. You've trained your whole life for this one moment, and now it feels like the moment is gone. And I think in that moment of coming from a background similar, we also got to understand that this individual, same like me, we didn't know anything else. It's all we known was sports. It's all we've trained for. And now coming from a family that we weren't always had the most resources, there was like, where do we go? How do we study? They didn't have money to go study. So it was this massive thing of saying, well, now what? And having walked through that myself, it was just saying, you know, let's firstly sit down and sort X and Y out. And if we can do that right, I can help that your, I can know, excuse me, that your career will be better, but also driving different ways to grow income in the future.
Looking forward, what legacy do you hope to leave through your ventures? And what advice would you give to young South Africans who want to turn setbacks into meaningful success?
I would say believe in yourself would be the biggest thing. Yeah, everyone's, there's going to be moments where even the people closest to you don't believe in you. You'll have a dream and a vision so big that everyone around you won't believe in it. But I think for me, the biggest thing that I wanted to leave is that I'm the least qualified person. If you had to see my matric results now, you would be shocked that I even passed. You wouldn't know how I passed, because I don't. I've been in a position of always being the not qualified enough, the not called enough, the shouldn't be in this room, shouldn't be in this room because of my age, shouldn't be in all these things. And I've always had everything against me. It's just one of those things in life where you're not always dealt the cards that you want. But it's not sitting in yourself and saying, I'm not going to take my treasures and talents because I don't feel they're good enough. So I'm going to do nothing with it. Sometimes by doing the little every day really well, you put yourself in a position that you knew because you had little and you still operated in a way that brought significance, brought impact, then you could be trusted with more.
That's it for today's episode of Style Scoops. A big thank you to Carl Meadows for sharing his inspiring journey and the wisdom behind his success. From lessons learned on the rugby field to building businesses grounded in values and community impact. His story reminds us all that setbacks can be transformed into meaningful triumphs with the right mindset and heart. If you're a young South African with big dreams, let Carl's experience be both a guide and motivation. Until next time, keep striving, stay inspired, and live your story with purpose.